So tonight I want to talk about Chilul Hashem. The Ramban writes that one of the greatest Chilul Hashems that happened in our history was this week's Parsha, the Chet HaEgel. It was a tremendous Chilul Hashem. Why? Because Hashem had just given Kol Yisrael the Torah, and here they were just defaming the Torah, defaming the word of Hashem. And this was a big, big stain on our history. So let's talk a little about Chilul Hashem. Says the Pel Yoitz, Chilul Hashem yodua shehu chomer mikol averes shabatayra. It is one of the most stringent, severe averes a person can commit. Ad she'amar Rabbeinu Zecherem Levracha, Chazal tells the Gemara Numa, she'eino miskaper ela im tshuva. V'yesurin, v'yoyim ha-kippurim, v'yoyim ha-maves. Good luck getting kapara for Chilul Hashem. You need tshuva. That in itself is hard enough. Just learn Rabbeinu Yoyin and Shari Tshuva. Step one. You need yesurin. Rachmana Letzlan, Shem should save us. You don't want to go through that. Yoyim ha-kippurim. Okay, that's a little bit easier. But you need that as well. And if a person commits a Chilul Hashem and he dies before Yom Kippur, he doesn't get that chiluk of his tshuva. And Yom HaMavis, if that's how severe Chilul Hashem is, desecrating the name of Hashem, Il Zois, if that's the case, Yecharad HaIsh, a person should tremble, the Lafis, right, and be fearful, the Zohar, the Yishamer, Mikol Shehu Chilul Hashem, anything that's encroaches on Chilul Hashem, he better distance himself. V'hadavar hakasha, what's really difficult is Shechil Hashem hu hakol lefi masha hu adam. Chilul Hashem depends on who you are. Chilul Hashem, the same act for person A may not create as big of a Chilul Hashem as person B. Explains the Pel Yoitz. Lefi masha machzikun aso ha'olam, what do people hold him to be as? Im garim sheyidabru alav toa havi Chilul Hashem. If people see his actions and then they talk about them as being awful, as a disgrace to Hashem, then that's a Chilul Hashem. You know, I remember something came out in the news. That's what it was. Yeah, I remember the Bankman Fried with the cryptocurrency. So someone said to me, Chilul Hashem, tremendous Chilul Hashem. I said, why? He's a Yid. I said, the guy don't look like any Yid. But in his name is Fried. He said, okay. He said, is that really a Chilul Hashem? Are people looking at him and saying, you know, I would have expected more from a Jew. From a Jew like this. Like, if he's not a representation of Hashem, then that's not necessarily a Chilul Hashem. Now, I don't think that is 100% true in this case, because people do know that he's Jewish. They say, this is another Jew committing a crime. Another Yid. Now, that is some degree of a Chilul Hashem. But had that been a religious Jew, that would have been a much greater Chilul Hashem. Because this Bankman Fried guy, I mean, there ain't no yarmulke on his head. Doesn't look like he's trying to keep the Torah, that people would have an expectation for him to be better. When a person is, and that's what he brings up from the Gemara in Yuma, like he says over here, Im goyim sheyidaber lovta, he says, Ad sha'amri, brings the Gemara in Yuma, Kegoyin anna imazgena arba ames b'loy Torah u'b'loy tefillin, machmas aynis, I think it's Rabbi Yochanan, who says, if I walk 4 amas without my tefillin, without talking words of Torah, that's a Chilul Hashem. Why? You and I, it's not like that. If we walk 4 amas, people, there's no Chilul Hashem. Because there's no expectation. When there's an expectation to be something and we're not that, that can create a Chilul Hashem. V'ha'olam ein yodin v'choshim shu machmas atzlus havi Chilul Hashem. If people don't know why you're not talking Torah, and they think, oh, you're being lazy, and they would have expected Rabbi Yochanan to be talking in Torah, so then that creates a Chilul Hashem. Tzei ulamad chomer shabam. From here you can extrapolate and understand what is a Chilul Hashem. Right? If a Jew is seen, I'll give some examples, but if a Jew is seen on Shabbos not acting in accordance with Shabbos, and you can have goyim saying, but 1 second, aren't you religious? What are you doing here? You're not supposed to be here. That's a Chilul Hashem. They have a certain expectation. If they don't have an expectation, if you have, let's say, a non-religious Jew who's driving in a car in Shabbos, so for a goy, all intents and purposes, they have no expectation. So is that a Chilul Hashem? It's not like they expected anything different from this person. Oh, you're a non-religious Jew. Non-religious Jews can drive on Shabbos. That's what the goy thinks. Oh, Orthodox ones don't. You know how like the goyim, the Christians, they have, there's the Protestants and the Catholics, and each one has their set of laws and rules. And depending which one you follow, you know, then you're entitled to do what you'd like. Now we know that that's a farce. That's not true, right? If you're a Yid, you have a Chiv, you made a Shavu on Har Sinai, you're going to keep the Torah. You can't decide that you want your religion to look, you know, like Reconstructionists or something like that, yeah?
So we used to go to a Hebrew shul. Mm-hmm. And many people would drive on Shabbos. And I feel like it would be worse if you're driving with your yarmulke on.
True.
I mean, obviously, driving is bad, but...
can create a greater Chilul Hashem from what you do. Now, there is also a concept of a Chilul Hashem of the people themselves. Let's say a non-religious Jew who knows to do better, and he himself is not living a lifestyle of Torah, that in and of itself, whether what people say or not, is still a Chilul Hashem. He's a living Chilul Hashem. He's been a Chilul Hashem. But that's not what the Gemara Neum is talking about. Chilul Hashem is when you broadcast your disbelief in the Torah. Your heretical beliefs in you know, against the Torah, that is a Chilul Hashem. You mean Chal Shem Hashem. Yeah.
This past Shabbos on my block, there was somebody came out of the front house on Shabbos with his yarmulke and his suit and went into a minivan with somebody else and drove away.
Right there.
And I told my kids, I said, they must have an emergency. So if somebody in that case, should he wear his yarmulke so that people be yarmulke plus on him, or should he take off his yarmulke so he will make a Chilul Hashem?
Right, it's a very good question. I think I saw Reb Moshe and says a tshuva something similar to this. I can't remember the case right now, but I believe that he says, you know, if a person has to do an avera, right? If you take off your yarmulke and they won't know. Yeah, I remember we were once in Vilna. That was my second year in yeshiva. We did the Eastern Europe trip, right? So they say, you know, you have to be careful. There are a lot of anti-Semites in Lithuania. You know, wear a baseball cap. I could tell you one thing. With the baseball cap, they were all looking at us. You know, you can't hide. You know? But if a person would not have that appearance, it is a less of a Chilul Hashem.
Everyone knows if I'm going into a car on Shabbos, it's for a reason.
If they know who you are, that's correct, yeah. It's not a Chilul Hashem, that's right.
See, a guy's wearing a suit and tie, like, and a guy's going into a car, like, some of there's a good reason for it. If the guy's a stranger,
that's right. Town, right.
The only way this is.
That's right. If the optics are not going to be in, and viewed in a negative light, then that's fine.
Well, that's right. So I can tell you, like, when you go to a shul where people do drive on Shabbos, at a certain point, if they keep coming week after week after week, eventually, you know, the rabbi would go up to them and say, listen, if you're going to drive, please park down the block.
Sure.
You know, don't park right in front of the building.
100%. I mean, there should be that sensitivity, without a question. For sure. A person, you know, is doing an aveira, bifnei rabim, is a greater chil Hashem. You know, we saw the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Hei, right? That it's a Chilul Hashem. The Gemara says that we learn tshuva from David and from Kal Yisro, related to this week's parsha. Right? Why? We need to learn from the Chet HaEgel that it was, guess, against their will that they had to sin, to teach us that they could do tshuva. So there the Gemara says that the Tzrichasa, why do I need both sources that you could do tshuva? One would have thought that maybe David HaMelech's sin is only a yachid, it's not as grave, as opposed to the Rabbim doing an aver, it's a much graver sin. And yet it's a greater chil Hashem, Rashi says. The more people that know about it, of the Avera, the greater chil Hashem. You see from over there, not to share information about a sin. If you know someone did an Avera, and you share that information with someone else, forget the Lashon Hara aspect. Even if you can get out of it, it's already Chavra Chavra, there's no issue of Lashon Hara. Everybody knows about it. So there's no issue of Lashon Hara. But guess what? By you spreading that information that someone committed an Avera, you are making it harder for that person to do tshuva, and you're creating a greater Chil Hashem. Right? Because more people now know that there's a Jew who desecrated Hashem's name, who abandoned his Torah. And you're spreading that. You're making it harder for him to do tshuva, and you are desecrating Hashem's name that much more. People don't think of it like that. You don't want to publicize people's averus. It's not fair to Hashem. It's chas al kvoide shal kadosh baruch hu. Can you imagine? Imagine chas v'shalom. Imagine if I saw your son who did a terrible, terrible avera. Imagine. And I know, and everyone knows that you don't want. You were so embarrassed from that decision of your child. And I say, listen, it's not Lashon Hara anymore. Everyone knows. So yeah, I want to tell everybody about it. Do you know how painful that is to you? It's like a stab in the heart. Like, my child did something that I'm so saddened from. And you want to go and share that information with others? You're sharing with other people of how my child disrespected my word, disrespected me. And it's just, it's painful. That's what we do when we share averus with other people. Forget the Lashon Hara. It's a stab, it's a slap in the face to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That there's a Yid who desecrated his Ratzon. We want to be Magdal Kavodo. We do whatever we can. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lama Yoimru Mitzrayim. Right? Baroh Yitzyom, Laharoig Yisam, Baharim Elachal Yisam. Why should Mitzrayim say, look what Hashem did, he took his name? It's about the optics. What are people? It's a shame on HaKadosh Baruch Hu when people don't follow his ratzayim. The lack of covet. It's basically talking about a king whose servants failed him. What does that say about the king? So we have to be very careful. We have to be thinking about the covet of the Ribbono Shel Olam here. Not just about the people. But if they're his servants, then that's a breach in his covet. And that's something that Chil Hashem really, the idea brings about. It's Chil Hashem. There's the name of Hashem that we're trying to sanctify in this world. That's a very high priority of ours, is to be marbe kvodo, so that we could be mekadesh shemo, that people respect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are recognize Hashem's omnipotent power. Let's continue here. Al ze yidvu kol hadavim ki mi hu ze naki. When you learn about Chil Hashem, it really gets you a little sad, gets you down. Because who is clean from the sin? Oy lanu miyoyim hadin. Woe to us from the day of judgment. Avol kol adam eino chayev ela kishiura. V'asher b'kol chol lasos yasa. Whatever you can do. V'yishomer v'yizor an makim shiyadam agas. Be as careful as possible as you can. V'yishtadol b'kol oz l'yishomer min hakir min adamol. You have to go to the nth degree to make sure that you have a shem tov, so that people don't suspect you from doing something that's not desirable. The people shouldn't be able to find a Pesach to say something bad about you. The pasuk here, he doesn't bring it, but it's a pasuk, V'yisim nikim Hashem miYisrael. It's a pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu told Reuven and God. They said, if you go over, you go and you fight, then no one's going to have any tainas on you. Right? You made your promise, now you can come back to Eiver LeYarden, take your land. But you have to first fight together with the rest of the Jewish people. Why? Because, you know, if you hang back, what's everyone going to say? People are going to say, oh, you didn't want to, you made promises, you don't keep them, you guys are scared to fight, you don't believe in Hashem, who knows what people are going to say. So Chazal learned from there that you have to always think about the optics. Not because we care, you know, I'm only doing things because someone else cares, because it can create a Chil Hashem. That in itself can create a Chil Hashem.
Where did you draw the line
for that? It's a very good question. You know, let's say a person, person doesn't want to wear the uniform of everybody else. Let's say they don't want to wear a white shirt on Shabbos. They won't come to shul, a pink shirt. Lo yitzur, that matters. Right? So what are people going to say? Like, he's going off to Derech. Right? So you say, well, no, if you used to become a shul, you don't want people to think bad about you. Good example?
In there, he strolled Toronto, you get shot. Right? I'm saying, like, literally.
This is recording here.
Sorry.
At which point do you say, I couldn't care? I don't care what other people say. All right? I'm doing what I want to do. I'm not doing an Aveira. Why should I care what other people say? I mean, isn't that a question on Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, if you destroy the people, Lama Yoimer Mitzrayim, you know, bro, it's yum. I mean, you care what Mitzrayim's going to say? What's Mitzrayim? Who do you care? If this HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels the right thing to do, so if the Egyptians are going to misinterpret what happened, Hashem had this whole plan all along, he's going to take the Jews out to the desert and wipe them out. That was his plan this whole time. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Hashem, what they're going to say. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu have a time and say, Moshe, I don't care. Why should I care what they say? How does Moshe Rabbeinu win with this argument? What is this argument? So it's a funny thing. I was discussing this with a chaver of mine, Mordechai Shafran, today. And he said, the fact that Mitzrayim thinks that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a melech ra. That's what they think. That's a Chil Hashem. I mean, they are the Chil Hashem. They are a Chil Hashem. Meaning, if optics create that a person no longer believes in Hashem, or believes or thinks less about HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of what you did, that's not good. Right? I don't want someone else to have less emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of me. I did everything that's right. But if I'm the catalyst for somebody else to believe less in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's your definition. That's your working definition over here. If I walk in with a pink shirt into shul and I say, oh, the guy's going after Derech, I don't have to care about that. They're not believing less in HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of me. Other rabbi, they think they're the heroes, right? And this guy's a nice farf. So you're not obligated to stop them from thinking you're a nice farf. But if a person walks away thinking, you see, this whole thing's a joke, right? If a person walks away thinking this whole Torah from kite, guys are all fakers, the whole thing is a fake, and unfortunately you hear that. You hear that when people make a Chil Hashem, when you have stories out in the news of people, you know, failing as from Jews, you have people who say, you turn around and say, you see, this is all all baloney. It's Nebuch. It's very sad. But that's a Chil Hashem. They cause these people to think less about the Torah. Yeah.
Something totally beheter, and people are going to think, well, like I once I had a son of Ovadia, Yosef, and I was in his house, and like after we washed Matilda Sedan for the meal, he started just talking, saying, oh, sweetheart, you want this fish? And afterwards, he explained, he said, it's a basuda, you know, you're allowed, da da da. He was trying to obviously teach us something, but like he could be doing that all the time to Heter, and people are watching him thinking he doesn't know.
And therefore, a person has to explain. Right? Yeah.
It seems like when I hear the term, you know, Chil Hashem, it's usually a Jew in front of a non-Jew.
Many times it is, because they're the ones who misinterpret what we're doing. But it could be just as much as by a Jew.
So, because the flip side is, you know, you go out to Target, you go anywhere in public where there's going to be a lot of non-Jews, and you tell your kids, make a Kiddush Hashem. Right? Don't run around the store like behemoths.
And I always tell my children that Kiddush Hashem is not just in front of a guy.
Right.
Right, you go to Shul, you make a Kiddush Hashem. Right. But sometimes the greater Chil Hashem is by the people who are the non-believers. Right? A Chil Hashem is not... There is a Chil Hashem of, wow, that person just didn't have it. He was Mechal Hashem. That's a Chil Hashem. But there's a different type of a Chil Hashem where the people, the observers, now think less of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, think less of the Torah. That's the Chil Hashem. You hear the difference? Right? The result, it's a different result. It's the result of Chil Hashem. As opposed to the actual Avera can also be a Chil Hashem. Avera is a Chil Hashem that's done by Rabbim. The Avera is the Chil Hashem. When we talk about optics, that's usually going to be referring to the observer believing less in the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of that action. That is the Chil Hashem. Two different Chil Hashems.
So the challenge that I would say I have is anytime I go somewhere where there's a large gathering of Jews, Orthodox, you know, religious Jews, my radar is always up because sometimes we don't act so great and it's around the non-Jews. For example, if you go to the Catskills in the summer, there are tons of Jews there, we invade for the summer. And, you know, some people...
You're on display, that's right. What are they going to think about the Torah?
Yeah.
If they think less, that's Lama Yomer Mitzrayim. It's mamish what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Lama yomer mitzrayim. Why should Mitzrayim think less about you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When they think less about you, then that is the Chil Hashem. Them thinking less about Rabbeinu. So what's the whole purpose of the world? To be makar, right? Malchus Shakai. So the whole world should recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gila Yehudai. When we do not contribute to that cause, Hashem's like, oh my gosh, come on. I've been waiting 5,783 years. Let's go. I need the world to be mocker me. We are his agents in that mission. When we fail, that's a tremendous, tremendous sadness when we fail. Now, I want to, because of this, I'm going to skip a little bit here. To what he reflects on this, the Peliyot, and he says, "Hanoshim hashleimim, people who are wonderful, good tzaddikim, trying their best. Ein lahem ella lehishtadol b'chol oz lasos hatova yashar bein elokim v'yadam. All they need to do is try their best to do the will of Hashem bein elokim v'adam." Kim ve'adam, you got to try. V'lishpach nafsham lifnei Hashem, davin to Hashem. She'yitaknim be'eita tova, Hashem, give me good advice. V'she'yanchim be'magle tzedek, guide me in the right path. V'im b'chozos, if nevertheless, yirtzu ledaber alav toa, the people are still, the New York Times is still writing about against us. Efshe shelo ye'bechet. There's no hate. V'im yisu es avaynam, v'heim yisu es avaynam. The New York Times will pay for it. You didn't make a Chil Hashem. If you're doing everything that you can, and they're still bad-mouthing us, you're not going to pay for it. Kimi yuchalotze yisidei choyv as kol adam v'chol ades. Can you really get them all? Can you convince everybody? He says, v'gam ha-moish rabbeinu olav ha-shalem dibru d'chsiv ha-yedaber ha-am b'lakim ha-moish. People spoke bad about Moshe. Moshe didn't do anything wrong. You can't get them all. And if you really did the right thing, you thought you're doing the right thing, you thought this is the right decision, and nevertheless, it turned out sour, and now people are bad-mouthing you. Efshir shahashem hatov yechaber v'arish, and we'll forgive. Ki loy nitna Torah l'malachim yashari, so we're not malachim. You can't win them all. Rakshe matan matan, tread carefully. V'yitain leiv lachshav machshavais, pay attention, consider your actions. V'lishko bepelis achres davar mi reishiso, what's going to be the result of my actions? V'lishmoil eitza, listen to advice. V'hashem lo yimna tov l'holchem etam, Hashem will not hold back goodness from those who are trying their best. B'derech sh'adam reitza leilich b'maisin haisai. Kadosh Baruch Hu helps us. If we're trying to make a Kiddush Hashem, that's my goal in life. Hashem says, okay, what can I do? Let me help you. Right? And if somebody takes it the wrong way, say, yeah. You can lift your hands up and say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I tried. That's beyond your control. But what's within our control, we have to make good decisions. A lot of Chilul Hashem, unfortunately, comes about because of poor decision making. People, I thought I would be okay. I thought. Did you do your due diligence before you went into that deal? Before you tried associating yourself with X, Y, and Z? Did you look into it? He's such a nice guy. That's when people get stuck. And they end up making a Chil Hashem. And, you know, they weren't necessarily the most heinous crimes, but they weren't Matan, matan, as the Peliyite says. You gotta be careful. We are on a pedestal, whether we like it or not. The media, the whole world is watching us. You get caught. You can't, there's no excuses. When you know you are the main role of the show, you're the main character, you have the starring role, you have to take it more seriously. You can't just say, oh, I'll get away, I'll figure it out. You can't do that. It's Hashem's name's on the line. We're wearing it on our heads. We have to be very, very cautious and careful because of the responsibility, the privilege that we have to be B'nai Avinu Malkeinu. It comes with a responsibility. Right? But you have the opportunity to be Mekadosh Hashem, but it comes with the responsibility of not making that Chil Hashem. We can make a much greater Chil Hashem, we have to realize that, than the person who's not from. Right? But we, at the flip side, we have the same greater opportunity to make a Kiddush Hashem by doing every mitzvah, by being honest in our business dealings and being an Erlich Hayid. Those are virtues that are fading very quickly. And Beza Hashem, they will last, and the world, that's the goal. The goal here is that the world comes to recognize these are the children of Hashem. There is the Ribbono Shel Olam. His Torah is kulay emes v'shalom tzedek, and that's where the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come about, by our fulfillment of the Torah. May we all be zeichet to be mekayim the Torah, be mekadosh shmoy barabim. May the best.